Welcome to WRFR Community Radio's Penobscot Bay Report. On January 12, 2013, Colorado activists dressed as lobsters demonstrated outside of DCP Midstream's headquarters in the Republic Plaza skyscraper, downtown Denver, Colorado. The action was in solidarity with Maine communities fighting a gigantic liquefied petroleum gas tank proposed by DCP Midstream for the shores of Penobscot Bay, heart of New England's lobster fishery. The following is a 7-minute call from that event.
Folks, we've got live from Colorado. Talk to us.
Yeah. We've been saying Midstream gas, we shall not pass. And we've been saying food and nature before profit. We're out here in front of DCP headquarters.
Woo!
Better not build that tank. They better not destroy your beautiful, pristine ecosystem. They better not. And we've dealt with folks like DCP before. Mining companies, oil companies, energy companies. And you cannot trust them. They do not care about you. They do not care about anything. They will take what you've got, destroy it, outsource the cost to you, and then go their merry way.
Woo! Thank you.
And you get nothing. Listen to this, folks. You hear that?
That's right, we sure do over here.
Well, we got some great looking lobsters running out here. You don't see a lot of lobsters in Colorado, you know, but they must have had a tough time getting here, and we appreciate them.
Hey, who wants to talk?
All right. Yeah, that's right, because lobsters are cold-blooded.
Who wants to talk to folks with me?
Hello, folks in Maine.
Yeah, talk to us, brother.
Keeping up the good fight out there?
You bet.
Hey, we stopped the landing field in our town. We have 10,000. We stopped the Navy, so I know you guys could beat this company. Keep up the fight.
All righty, will do, brother.
One of these days, I'm going to come to Maine, and I want to see a beautiful coastline and lobsters.
I got something for you.
You betcha.
There's my friend James.
No, it's Midstream Gas versus the Broncos. Go Broncos! We're the lobster cheerleaders for the Broncos.
Well, there we go, folks.
We even got brand new cheerleader costumes here, and they look like lobsters. So we're starting a great new fashion trend here in Colorado. Lobsters, lobster cool. Everybody loves lobsters, so they gotta survive, you know.
All right, you're gonna send us some photographs too, eh?
Oh, we sure are. We sure are. Hey, you know, these people look so sexy in these lobster outfits. They want everybody to see them, especially the folks back home in Maine.
Well, you know, I would like to say, if you have a speakerphone thing on your phone, I could say a few words to your friends here.
I'll try it. I'm not technically inclined. Let's see.
Okay, speakerphone on.
All righty. Dear friends in Denver, thank you on behalf of all the Maine lobsters, all the people of Penobscot Bay. Thank you for bringing it home to the people that are making the mess there. We know that it's cold. We know that it's tough to be there.
I don't know. Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to put you up to the bullhorn, okay?
All righty, go ahead then. This is Ron Huber-Cohen talking to you from Rockland, Maine, and I'm here to let you know that we really appreciate you helping us in our struggle against big gas. Big gas is a crazy idea here in Maine. They want to make the nation's biggest gas tank to hulk over our little tourist and lobstering towns, a thing that if it ever blew up would incinerate them all instantly. And it's only by going there to the home headquarters of DCP that we could get their attention, because their public relations people don't care.
Yeah.
But we care. We care. We sure do. We certainly care. We want you to preserve those beautiful things you got there. Your coastline, your nature, your forest, your wildlife, and your wonderful small town life. That's going to go out the window, too, if these DCP people get in.
All right.
You can bet they'll destroy everything in their path. And we've known we've seen the people it's happened to. Well, we're about ready to disperse here. But anyway, thank you very, very much for fighting there and for preserving natural beauty. And
thank you very, very much, Tina, and all the gang there in Denver.
And they're making they're making their voices heard. So anyway, we got to get off this phone right now because the forces of darkness are cracking down. Thank you very, very much.
And thank you, and thank you all for coming out and helping Maine there in Denver, Colorado.
Well, we all got to stick together. You know, this is solidarity. That's the new thing. That's what's going to save us from these folks, is solidarity. That's what we got, is each other.
The people and wildlife of Penobscot Bay, thank you, Coloradans. And special thanks to Tina Braxton and Kaylin Heffernan for making this event happen. For more information about this issue, go to www.penbay.org.